Welcome to Pardon Penetration. I'm T.
Well, I'm Jay today, I guess, again.
Again for like the third week. She's not out yet.
Nah, man, same county.
So no, not seeing any judge anytime soon.
Judge? Oh, all right.
Well, I guess it's going to free Jay until it's free Jay.
Yeah, whatever they say. You know, she the one who talk like that. I don't.
That is true.
I ain't from the 568.
So what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, millions of Instagrammers, millions of Instagram influencers had their private contact data scrapped and exposed.
Okay.
San Francisco bans police from using facial recognition.
Good.
An infamous forum for Instagram hackers gets hacked by other hackers.
Okay.
And hacking gang stole millions in cryptocurrency via SIM swap.
Oh, scammers.
I need to get on SIM swaps.
Well, I'll be talking about a update for Slack that is your Slack needs to be patched, especially if you use Windows. Google Chrome has an interesting way that's going to be handling the escape keys to fight pop-up ads in Google Chrome. And we have an update to the Baltimore ransomware situation from last week.
I hope they just paid the ransom.
We'll see.
Well, anyway, a massive database containing contact information of millions of Instagram influencers, celebrities, and brand accounts has been found online.
Okay.
The database hosted by AWS was exposed without a password allowing anyone to look inside, which I still don't know how that works. I've never come across one yet.
I feel like that's something that's just been a topic for like the last couple of weeks.
I guess they figure how you go, like, if you find an Easter egg. But anyway.
Ta-da.
The data from Instagram accounts, including their bio, profile picture, the number of followers they have, if they're verified, and their location by city and country, but also contained their private contact information such as the Instagram account owner's email address and phone number. It was traced back to a Mumbai-based social media marketing firm, Chatterbox is what I'm going to guess it's called,
okay,
which pays influencers to post sponsored content. The database even calculated influencers' worth based off their followers, engagement, reach, likes, and shares they had.
That's interesting.
Chatterbox pulled the database offline, and since Facebook owns Instagram, they are looking into it.
Facebook's looking into everything.
Don't they find like what, chief security officer or something like that?
Yeah, they still don't have a CISO.
Oh, okay.
It's been since September. Yeah.
That's a lot of saved up money.
Well, safe to say we won't be using Chatterbox when, you know, our Instagram starts.
I don't know if the check's right. I don't care.
I kind of
do. We'll just check. Hey, just change the information every time.
Do you use Slack at work or personally?
Nah. Okay. I mean, Jay tried to get us on that when
she did.
Said it would be more professional.
Yeah. Well, if you're using it for Windows, it's time to patch it. You want to upgrade to version 3.4. There has been a new vulnerability that was first discovered in 3.3.7. And a new vulnerability that was discovered allows attackers to share malicious hyperlinks. And once you click on the hyperlinks, it could alter where your files are stored as well as letting them compromise your system. So the attack can be done from a direct message or a Slack channel.
So you just gotta message somebody and they can get in?
Yeah, just message them, send them a link.
How do you miss that?
I don't know, but
you gotta Tenable message, found you it. Gotta, who?
Tenable, the research company.
Oh, found okay. Because like you just, if I message you while we're in alpha, I mean, I would have kind of, whatever. Okay. Who am I? You know. But anyway, San Francisco bans police use of facial recognition.
Good.
On Tuesday, San Francisco became the first major U.S. city to ban police use of facial recognition technology. San Francisco believes that facial recognition leads to plentiful misidentifications. They tested facial recognition in Orlando, Florida, and it falsely matched 28 members of Congress with mugshots.
Good job, Orlando.
I'm hoping it's just the technology and just use it there and like just kind of that's I would if I was Orlando, I'd sue for defamation. Like why'd you have to test it here?
Exactly.
But anyway, points.
It's one of the happiest places on earth. Like Disney's there.
Yeah, there's a city called Celebration.
Yeah.
Points that were made is the racial injustice of facial recognition. Black faces are overrepresented in face databases and they're overrepresented in face databases, and facial recognition algorithms themselves have been found to be less accurate at identifying black faces. kind of like point-and-shoot cameras back in the day when they got the smile technology or the face recognition. The kind of, like, every phone has an autofocus for face for selfies. Yeah, when that first came out in like early 2000s, I remember it couldn't see black people.
Okay.
When we were testing it out in CompUSA Circuit City, maybe.
We're taking it with that old now.
Yeah, and then when you took the picture, it would say, hey, if you were Asian, it would ask, did somebody blink? Remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
You didn't watch enough TV.
I
anyway.
Probably did not.
This also requires... You didn't mess around in too many Circuit Cities. That's what it was. This also requires city departments to disclose any sort of surveillance technologies they currently use or plan to use. This does not affect personal, business, or federal government's use of facial recognition. So you still see it in San Francisco International.
Okay.
And the port of San Francisco, which is controlled by federal government. A similar legislation is under consideration in Oakland, California, and Massachusetts.
Massachusetts protects all their users for everything.
But... Really?
Yeah.
What about that T?
Not during that time, but more recent time, yeah. Google found it interesting that they found a new way to see how the escape key is being handled in Google Chrome to fight pop-up ads.
How often do you press an escape key?
Like 3 times a week, probably.
Exactly. But go on.
Think about it. Well, they found out that when you hit the escape key, it was actually reactivating the page. Now, when...
I'm going to try that later.
Now, when Google... What Chrome found out is that they were blocking things that would abuse activating pages and things like that. And they usually try and prevent abusive APIs and APIs unless there was through a direct user interaction, which would be like clicking a link and things like that. Well, they found out that people don't really ever try and use the escape key to activate a page. It's just they're using it that one time and they don't really expect it to be a direct interaction. So it was actually reopening the pop-ups for people. So now in Google Chrome 76, it will take that feature away and it won't allow them to reactivate the page. So Chrome 76 should be out in about July.
Okay, I didn't have this issue, so...
I
don't know. I never have these issues that we kind of talk about or we know about. I've never experienced some of them. Like, I don't know about you. Like, I remember with the... with iMessage, with the FaceTime hack.
Yeah.
Like, that didn't happen to me, but...
Yeah, that's because you're with Android.
I still have an iPad.
You don't use an iPad. And a MacBook.
I do. I use it every day.
Okay. You don't use it when communicating with us, but that's...
No, because I don't carry it with me.
Okay.
It's only at nighttime. But anyway, so infamous forum for Instagram hackers gets hacked by other hackers.
Be your own people.
Yeah, the forum where hackers and cyber criminals trade stolen Instagram and Twitter accounts was apparently hacked. The forum called OGUSERS, so I'm going to call them OG users.
OG users?
No, I don't know them like that. So
it's not OGs, okay.
Yeah, so OG users announced, it appears someone was able to breach the server through a custom plugin in the forum software and get access to an old database dating December 26, 2018. The forum became a hotbed for hackers who specialized in breaking into other people's accounts, taking control of them, and selling them to the highest bidder. Platforms include Instagram, Twitter, PlayStation Network, Steam, and even Domino's Pizza. You know how mad I'd be if someone got my if I had Domino's. Like, I don't eat Domino's, but like if someone got my Domino's account and I had like hundreds of free pizzas, and I was like, you know what, guys, you know what, kids, you know what, foster kids, I got this pizza party. It's on me. And then I go to try to log in and I can't.
Oh, that's gone.
Or I finally forget my password. Get through that whole thing.
Do a reset and you just...
And I have zero.
That'll hurt.
And you're just sitting there looking real upset on Twitter talking about, hey, where's all my stuff, Domino's?
And now those foster kids cannot...
Now they got let down again.
Wow. Wow.
Anyway, so several members of OG... Oh, God, you got me saying that. Several members of OG users use a technique called SIM swapping to hijack people's phone numbers. Once in control of their phone number, they'd use that to reset passwords on the target's social media platform and sell the username on the forum.
Okay.
The hack was announced on another hacker forum and includes member usernames, passwords, hashed MD5 algorithm, emails, IP addresses, source code, website data, and private messages. Dang, you get the DMs too.
Hey.
Whew.
Shooting the shots in the DMs.
Man. Actually, you know what? That would actually be good research if you paid for like an IG model's account after it got hacked, so you can kind of see what kind of game she getting. So you can then,
probably be
so you can then, so you can take it all together and remix it, and then like boom, you have like the ultimate playbook because you can see what she responds to.
For those purposes, for those research purposes, yes, I can see how that works. So we have a update on Baltimore's ransomware situation. So as we know, last week we reported they got a bunch of their systems hacked.
How much was the ransom, if you remember?
The ransom was 70 something thousand dollars is what we
Yeah, remember we said it was too little.
Yeah, we said it was definitely too little. Yeah,
because
we said
it like, that's like one person's salary. That's not exactly. Even like a high level person.
Yeah, yeah. So
cost of living over there is crazy. You telling me you couldn't pay 76K?
They could just throw it around at that point. But
we give them 100 to keep the change.
Well, we do tell people that you shouldn't be paying.
Yeah, we don't negotiate with terrorists
ever. So the city actually they hit their final 10-day mark on last Friday that they had a notice to pay. They said either you pay this amount or you're going to lose your data forever. They decided to take a stand and they said we're not paying this amount. They won't tolerate negotiating with terrorists. So
smart.
As of right now, we don't know what they actually did. They said they weren't going to comply with it. They were warned not to include federal investigators in this, or they would cease all contact. Right? Yeah, the FBI came in to currently assist them.
They're right next to DC.
They are. So it was just a hop and skip over there.
Yeah.
What I found interesting is they always wait till an event like this happens, and the Baltimore City Council president says, "Hey, now we're going to come up with a security, with a committee on cybersecurity and emergency response practices."
Okay.
You've been down for 10 days.
We should have a fire station after this fire.
Basically.
Oh well. Well, we'll see if that we'll hear more. We'll see if that works out for them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's whatever. I guess they're gonna start from scratch.
I guess so. They should have some.
I mean, they can always piece to get the data from like their museums. I don't know how far back we're talking, but anyway, since they don't want to pay up. This hacking gang stole millions in cryptocurrency via SIM swaps.
Jeez.
Six people have been indicted for allegedly being... Oh, dang, only six people? That's crazy. All right. Six people have been indicted for allegedly being SIM card sappers who stole victim identities and their cryptocurrency.
Okay.
And three mobile phone company employees have been indicted for allegedly accepting bribes to help them steal subscriber identities.
So they had an inside man.
Yeah, three. Six hackers who are part of a hacking gang called The Community carried out seven attacks that netted a cryptocurrency haul valued at more than, you want to guess?
$1.5 million.
$2.4 million. So technically, what, like, that's less than a mil each person if they split it evenly. I don't know. That's how much they did over each one.
Okay.
But anyway, one of the people indicted was in Pasco County, Florida.
Great.
SIM swaps work because phone numbers are actually tied to the phone SIM card. In fact, SIM is short for subscriber identity module, a system on a chip that securely stores the cryptographic secret that identifies your phone number to the network. When a SIM swapper can get enough information about you, they can just pretend they're you and then social engineer that swap of your phone number to a new SIM card that's under their control. This allows hackers to utilize SMS two-factor authentication. Here are some tips to avoid this. Watch out for phishing emails or fake websites that crooks use to acquire your usernames and passwords.
Okay.
Avoid obvious answers to account security questions. Use an on-axis real-time antivirus and keep it up to date. Be suspicious if your phone drops back to emergency calls only unexpectedly, and not when you don't pay the bill. All right. Consider switching from SMS-based two-factor authentication codes to codes generated by Authenticator app.
Thank you, Google Authenticator. Something else, because you can spam those SMS messages. Like I literally got one today. Someone trying.
I get one like every day, at least one or two. I got two today actually. I was like, who falls for this blacklist?
Exactly. That's exactly where it went to.
No. Yeah, oh well. Got any church announcements?
No, I don't have any. You?
The only thing I can think of is we got to look into SIM swapping so we can get Jay out. See, it's for good, so it's not like anyone catching like, I'm just trying to free my dog.
So we're going to be the Robin Hood of the cybersecurity community.
Just use like Montana numbers that way. Like
no one lives in Montana. Because no one lives in Montana.
Actually, San Francisco, they make bread over there.
Okay.
But anyway,
we're not going to do that.
No. Oh,
no, not at all.
Oh, we're not.
No.
All right. Well, I guess Jay's going to rot.
She'll probably be out soon.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Well, this has been Bar into Penetration. I'm T.
And I'm Jay. Peace.